Once in a while, we'll have someone call in the show who has been on a journey of healing, a journey of awareness, a journey of opening themselves up to even a greater potential than what they may have experienced prior to their crisis in their life. And there's a Zen saying, and it's a proverb, and it's very important. It is that each day, in the course of gaining knowledge, we should learn something new, ideally about ourselves. And a lot of people do that. In fact, my generation, baby boomers, really went for learning more. We became the most educated generation in American history. And then our children were expected to learn more. But there's where we stopped. We believed that knowledge in and of itself was the highest virtue of understanding of your place in the universe and how you could use that knowledge to gain. Unfortunately, what we did not choose to use knowledge for was to gain wisdom. Instead, we gained success. We gained material possessions. We gained status and a position of responsibility or respect within our given guilds, sororities, communities, our religions. And then we didn't learn the second part of that proverb was knowledge is surrendering something about yourself every day. That means that whatever doesn't work for you, the dark side of your nature, your limitations, your fears, your anxieties, your insecurities, there's a need to surrender that, to no longer have it be a force in the decisions you make, even at a subconscious level, what we call the epigenetic reflexive, meaning you do something, you say something, you feel something, and it's really not about what's happening in the moment. It's about what was put into your mind a long time ago, and it's been there. And how many times have we said something we later regretted? We did something we thought, wow, that was the wrong thing to do. But in the moment, we did it. We said it. We felt it. So from my interpretation of that Zen proverb, yes, learn every day about yourself, but learn in a way that knowledge never imbalances you. If knowledge only empowers you to succeed within the existing paradigm, then take a look around at the highly knowledgeable people from the Clintons and the Obamas, from Yale and Harvard and all the medical doctors, and then ask yourself, has their knowledge made it a better world? Has it empowered people? And the answer is no, because they stopped there. But wisdom is what we lack. We don't have leaders, policymakers or opinion leaders. In fact, people in the media, with rare exception, like a Bill Moyers, we don't even have people who share wisdom with us. A Gandhi could never get elected. Martin Luther King would be killed again today. We don't want people to open that door that we're afraid to see on the other side. So when someone takes a journey, we're there or should be there to help facilitate the exchange of energy and ideas so that a person realizes there's a good outcome frequently to good ideas, but there's almost always a bad outcome with bad ideas. We have a woman on the phone now who wants to share about her journey. Her name is Kathy. I have not spoken with Kathy since I last saw her about 9 months ago. So we're interested in hearing what she's learned on her journey. Nice to have you with us today, Kathy.
Thank you, Gary. It's an honor to be here.
This is the first time we're speaking since I last saw you at the retreat, correct?
It is, yes.
Good. So first tell people about what brought you to a retreat, where you were in your life, and what you were struggling with.
Okay. In February of 2013, I discovered a lump in my breast. I was in denial that that could be anything because I live a pretty healthy life. I own a store that's called The Water Well, and I couldn't believe that this could happen to me. Although I was in a lot of stress, and I had a biopsy, and it turns out that I had breast cancer, HER positive, and it was in my lymph nodes. So I had the lumpectomy in October of 2013. During this time, I was seeing a naturopath. I was going through all natural, improved my diet. I was doing vitamin C drips. I was doing, I was trying to reduce my stress. And then the bump came back again in February of 2014. Meantime, so then that prompted me to go to Hippocrates, where I started to do a raw food diet. And throughout this whole time, I was encouraged to meditate and to trust myself, which is what I did. I had a lot of support, and but the bump had come back, and it continued to grow. And so then I saw you in Huntington, and you told me to see Luann, which is a nurse that guided me. And eventually she told me to come to see you in Texas, where I stayed for 3 weeks. Just prior to seeing you, I ended up having a mastectomy because despite the fact that I believed that I could cure myself and that we have the ability, I trust in God, with His stripes we are healed, unfortunately the bump was still growing. So Dr. Ancinelli did laser surgery on me, and in 3 hours I was finished with the laser surgery and I was out on the beach. Then the following week I came and I visited you, and you worked a lot with me doing some energy work, and I was continued my good diet, and I exercised, and I continued after I saw you to try and implement the things that you had taught me. And then I just had an MRI PET scan last week, and I am cancer-free. So that's pretty much what got me to call and talk to Luann and tell her to thank you for the help that you've given me.
What lessons have you learned in this process?
Well, I learned that you have to trust yourself and trust God and forgive others. I learned that there are others that are gifted, as I believe you are, to help with the energy work. I think that we can all help each other, I guess, with positive energy and diet. And vitamin C, all helps. But if you believe in yourself and you're surrounded by good support, that you have to have that in order to get better.
But you also were encouraged. You were told by the oncologist that you had to get chemotherapy or radiation or combination.
Oh,
correct?
Yes, the whole time I was told that.
But you did not.
I did not get anything. I did, unfortunately, have a mastectomy, but I didn't get chemo or radiation, as I was encouraged to do pretty much from the beginning. So I felt like I was empowered and that I could take control of my health, and I did.
Now, when you were there, and this was just a coincidence, because when people come to a retreat, they come for their own reasons. I encourage people to come to change their lives, to, in effect, start over and choose what is beneficial. As you hear me in my orientation, I say, you're going to hear a lot of discussion this week. You're going to be exposed to a lot of different things. Choose those that are reasonable to you and just let everything else go. And every day there'll be something new. But I had never had a retreat ever where so many terminally ill patients were, people who had gone through orthodoxy. In fact, there was one woman there whose oncologist came and didn't believe she would even make the flight. And yet, she was a real trooper, and she did everything. And so a lot of you were in the same room each day doing the energy work and discussions. You saw some of the things that happen with people. Do you want to explain, without mentioning their names, some of the things that you witnessed and they shared with you?
Sure. I know that some people were there with lumps, cancerous lumps, and that they had diminished while they were there. I happened to share the room with the woman that didn't think that she was going to make it, and then it was even thought, and I was warned when I was there that she might pass away while we were there, and she was and she seemed to get to she left better than she came. She left better than she came, and she was excited for the treatment that she had. Another woman with MS, she couldn't lift her legs for 12 years, and she was married to a doctor. Unfortunately, her husband had passed away, and she came to the retreat. And when she first got there, we had to lift her legs, and by the time that she left, after 3 weeks, she was able to walk, and all you had to do is kind of hold her hand, and she could walk a nice distance. That was the most impressive for me, because you could actually see something. Other people were feeling better, but I know that she couldn't walk when she got there, and I know that she was walking when I left.
I remember on the last day, we had had Charles, one of the staff, and on one side and her cousin on the other, and they would have to lift her foot and put it down, lift the other foot and put it down. It took about 37 minutes to go from where she was staying over to the dining area. But on the final day, if you remember, I asked her to stand up unaided, which she did, and with a walker, she got out of her wheelchair, stood on the walker, and I said, "Now, take away the walker and walk towards me." And she did 8 feet. Do you remember that?
Yes, I sure do. I was there.
Everybody was taking pictures. What was interesting, mm-hmm. there were two Orthodox doctors who did not identify themselves at that when they came, but one came over and says, "I don't know what went on here. I don't know what this is about, but this is so alien to everything I've ever learned as a physician. We haven't seen anything like this." This woman said, "I've never seen anything like I've seen in my 25 years of practicing medicine. And as a professor of oncology, I've never seen what I've seen here." And the idea is, shouldn't we, in a world where people should be empowered, shouldn't we allow for people to have different journeys, encourage them to take journeys, instead of everybody being on the same identical protocols that orthodoxy give, whether it's for anti-inflammatories, for arthritis, or the antipsychotic, antidepressant medications for any kind of emotional problem, or statins, instead of looking at all the other ways that we can help the person help themselves. So you're on your journey now, and now that you've had your latest medical exams and you're completely cancer-free, that should be a shout-out to all those other people who are in fear.
Yeah.
And let them know it exists.
And I look great. I feel great. I have lots of energy. And instead of, you know, for the people out there that are struggling with challenges such as cancer, to know that you could beat it and to listen to your heart and to lean on people like Gary, because it's unbelievable what the miracles that really can happen. And I even had somebody do energy work on me from Germany, and it made a big difference. So it sounds kind of crazy, but my MRI tells me that I have no more cancer, so it really worked.
That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All the talk in the world doesn't change what the results end up being, and it's the results we care about. Thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you. I hope to see you again.
All right. Back in a moment.
Bye.
Please stay with us.